Hello, I'm Mike Roberts again, taking you nostalgically through the years 1964 to 1972 via the ordinary events and the ordinary people of Malta, helped as always by the popular music of the time, in this, the 12th programme of our 17-part series, Malta Memories. And today I will not only be concluding the year 1969, but also closing a decade. July that year began with the film company Independent Artists shooting a major part of the film Mr. Jericho in Malta, with the well-known actors Patrick McNee, Connie Stevens and Herbert Lom attracting crowds of onlookers. The results of the 1969 Malta Trade Fair at Nashar indicated that several thousand pounds worth of export business had been attracted, with attendance at the fair increasing by 1,000 over 1968 to 124,000. And a group of United States sailors from the repair ship Yosemite spent a fortnight at Sir Dewey's Home for Handicapped Children, helping with painting, decorating, and repair work. Although the winter and spring rains in Malta had made way some time back for the hot summer weather, on the popular music scene B.J. Thomas was still reminding everyone that raindrops hadn't disappeared forever.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
B.J. Thomas and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. The year moved on, and a Mr. Muscat of Santa Venera complained in the local press about the growing number of coastal hotels that were taking over large areas of precious beach, declaring, "We should provide the best for the tourists, but let us, the hosts, enjoy it with them." Malta's Department of Civil Aviation issued a permit for the Gozo Malta Air Services Islander aircraft, called Calypso, to operate pleasure flights over Malta, Gozo and Comino. A new trend in festa illumination in the form of moving coloured lights was in evidence at the Strand Sleamer, where the Feast of Our Lady, Star of the Sea, was being celebrated. In water polo, the Neptunes beat Sleamer 6-4, winning the Kitty Cola Cup, completing a notable league and cup double. and Malta welcomed over 1,000 members of the St John's Ambulance Brigade from the UK, Australia, South Africa and Germany. The occasion was the celebration of the Malta Brigade's Diamond Jubilee. Glen Campbell was doing a little bit of celebrating too, because by building on the success he'd had in 1968 with Wichita Lineman, he was guaranteed a chart slot in 1969 with this release of that year, By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call, but she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
Glen Campbell, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Famous people continued to visit Malta in 1969, among whom in September was South African heart surgeon Professor Christian Barnard. He met members of the Faculty of Medicine at the Royal University of Malta. Boasting the total sales of new stamps in Malta and Gozo to £38,750 was a new set commemorating the 5th anniversary of the island's independence. The coming of the rains recorded 7.67 inches at Rabat's Chadwick Lakes, which, during the previous year, had remained completely dry. While at the government's experimental farm at Amieri, a newly imported flock of the renowned British breed of Suffolk sheep took up residence. And with a loss of just one member, the crew of the Greek tanker Angel Gabriel were rescued by teams of Maltese and British servicemen when she was blown onto rocks at Marsiscala St Thomas Point and broke up. Another storm saw a thunderbolt strike the dome of St Paul's Church at Caspiqua, demolishing the lantern and a large stone cross. Plant expert Peter Calamata, speaking at the Phoenicia Hotel, said that Malta had become very flower-conscious, with excellent original displays appearing in patios, courtyards and gardens. And singer Jenny Johnson, renowned for having the widest vocal range of 4.5 octaves, returned to the Carinthia Palace. But I don't think that popular music singer Tommy Rose ever claimed 4.5 octaves, but he did claim a number one chart hit position in 1969 with this. Tommy Rowe and Dizzy. As 1969 was slowly moving towards its end, the Malta Government Tourist Board was looking ahead to the next year, when it invited tenders for the supply of flowers to be used for welcoming visitors in 1970. Maltese pigeon fanciers again suffered from another gruelling race from Syracuse, when 95% of the entry was lost due to treacherous southwesterly winds. Only 40 out of 900 birds returned, having flown non-stop for 9 exhausting hours. Meanwhile, upmarket pharmacy chain Chemimark proudly announced the opening of its new Valletta branch, boasting the first to offer self-service. On the music scene, as in our last programme, here are two for the price of one, from Peter Sarstedt, followed by The Love Affair.
Talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jeanmaire. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone tags, and they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Well, then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your
Since you went away. I've been losing my sleep at night. I thought there'd come a day and you'd be back to make everything right. But how wrong could I be? 'Cause now you're here with me.
Peter Sarsted with Where Do You Go To, and bringing on back the good times from The Love Affair. On the export front, the import of Maltese wine into the UK was successfully negotiated, with future orders predicted at growing to some 2,000 gallons per month. Mr. J. Bohr Shureb, head of the art section of St. Thomas Secondary School Paola, held his own very successful one-man exhibition at Valletta's National Museum, with works in watercolour, oils and ceramic. and Sleema's Hotel Plevna advertised bed and breakfast at 33 shillings in old sterling, full board at 48 shillings, with a bath or shower at 5 shillings extra. Musically, Georgie Fame had a hit with this.
Full of the winter, and I won't be found in the shadows hiding sorrow. And I can wait for fate to bring around to me any part of my tomorrow. Cause it's so. Yesterday, when my plans were giggled in line, I had a son while on the run, and his love brought a tear to my eye. Maybe someday he will up and say that I'm a pretty nice guy. Oh my, and it's all.
Georgie Fame and Peaceful. December arrived and the central bank reminded everyone that the old 10-shilling note would cease to be legal tender on January the 1st, 1970, and should be exchanged for the new red central bank note. Rainfalls were proving to be record-breaking, and a downpour on December the 13th added 2.5 inches to the already exceptional tally. Flats in regional road Mseda collapsed, and fields became quagmires, preventing farmers harvesting their potato crops. On the people scene, senior medical officer to UN forces in Cyprus, Maltese, Colonel T.A. Pachi, OBE, was appointed chief medical officer at Southern Headquarters, Allied Powers Europe. SHAPE. The aerial players, a Royal Air Force drama group, presented a traditional English pantomime at the Manuel Theatre, and in the true spirit of Christmas, 12 Swedish tourists staying at the Malta Hilton brought with them a 6-foot Christmas tree as a goodwill gesture, which they presented to the hotel. So the 60s, a momentous decade for Malta, came to an end. And a musical in 1969 that was destined to be popular well into the next year was enjoying rave reviews. It was Lionel Bart's Oliver. Here's Shaney Wallace in the role of Nancy to close 1969 for us, musically, with Oompa-Pa.
Oompa-Pa, Oompa-Pa, there's a little ditty they're singing in the city, especially when they've been on the gin or the beer. If you've got the patience, your own imaginations will tell you just exactly what you want to hear. Oompa-Pa, Oompa-Pa, that's how it goes. Oompa-Pa, Oompa-Pa, everyone knows. They all suppose what they want to suppose when they hear Oompa-Pa. Mr. purse, he's not grass, would often have the odd glass, but never when he thought anybody could see. Secretly he'd buy it and drink it on the quiet and dream he was an earl with a girl on each knee.
Oh, papa, that's how it goes. Oh, papa, everyone knows.
What is the cause of his red shiny nose?
Could it be, oh, papa? What is the cause of his red shiny nose? Could it be, oh, papa?
Janie Wallace from Oliver, and Umpapa. That's it, folks. Join me next time when I shall review how Malta, through ordinary events, ordinary people, and the popular music of the time, began 1970. In the meantime, if you have any special memories of a similar sort from the years we're covering, as I said many times, or indeed if the Malta memories I've already covered have meant something special to you, then if you wish, let me know. You can do so by email mikeroberts, MikeRoberts, all one word, at firenet, FIRENET, dot WS, World Service, WS, or by writing care of this station. So until we meet again next time, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.